Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 79 in Be With Me in the Book of Revelation. I'm going to title today, No More Tears, and then Trademark. I'm going to start with a story. So the year is 1954, and after 5 years in development, Johnson & Johnson came out with a shampoo, a baby shampoo, and their tagline was No More Tears. So the idea was you shampoo your kid and wouldn't get the eye irritation that's created so much problem in the past. And this product was an immediate and overwhelming success. So there's this product that has, quote unquote, no more tears. It's trademarked. It's genius. It's trademarked, at least on this planet. And today we're going to talk about God, who's describing the next planet and has the same trademark for the next planet. Now, a trademark is something that characterizes and describes your product kind of to the exclusion of all others, and no one can even legally use the words in association with their product. So what about such a product could we have that could apply for all eternity? So think about this. Think about something that's made you cry. And the long and short of it is our world has a tear problem. Now, tears are just the endpoints. Tears are our sentinels that point us to the sources of our tears. So I want us to think about our tears today and specifically the sources. So what was the last thing you cried about? Was it a loss or a mourning or a pain or a death or frustration or relational angst or maybe a failure or some sort of inadequacy or a disappointment in ourselves of failure to live as we had hoped or relational disharmony or unkindness or maybe even evil? Or hopefully, maybe they were tears of I'm sorry tears, maybe even repentance tears. So whatever the source, God, the point of today, or one of the points, is that God is serious about that part of your life. In fact, he's gone to great trouble to offer a fix for that problem. He's gone to great trouble to make a place for that problem, and a person himself, relationship with him, and then a process to sort of get out of this problem. Listen in here. This is Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be as their God. And here's the verse for today. Verse 4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, and there shall be no more mourning or crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. So think again, what is your great sorrow? And whatever that was, it obviously affected you greatly. It affected you to the point of tear. Well, here's the heads up. Whatever the source of that problem was, that can be solved permanently, and so much so that is actually the tagline of the place, the heaven that he says. It's a heaven with no more tears. There's no place like it. There's no other product, if you will, like it. So what is heaven going to be like? In short, your heaven, your tear problem will be solved. So either this is true about God and God's place, or he is a liar. So that's how solid this thing that we're talking about is. That's how confident we can be in this, that we can ultimately put all our eggs in this basket. It can be a place of no more tears, and our relationship with him can be a person of no more tears. Now, there's never been such a place. And you may say, wow, this is a place I'm interested in. Well, that's the point. You're supposed to be interested in this. It's a place you're supposed to be interested in, a person and a process you're supposed to be interested in. Ecclesiastes in chapter 3 says that he's made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. So way back in Ecclesiastes, he says, you should be interested in this kind of thing. That's verse 11, 3:11. He's made you to desire this place, this person. And when you hear about such a place, your ears are supposed to perk up. So let's say you're selling real estate And you say, well, what kind of place is your planet? You say, well, if I told you it was a place of tears and death and mourning and crying and pain, and you might ask, wow, this is a rough place. I'm not sure I even want to live there. I may not want to live there permanently, that's for sure. So today we've heard about a place with no more tears. And how did it get to be a place with no more tears? Well, that goes on, that we have to lean on the person of no more tears, which is God, who doesn't even allow tears because he doesn't allow the source of the tears. So in conclusions, you know, let's think about this no more tears shampoo. And it's such an attractive thought just to be able to get through one single tubby time with one single person, little small child, one activity, and just to be able to get through that without tears. Well, what if we could compare that to a product, a place that could apply for all eternity? So what is heaven going to be like? It will be a place where we get the place where God has trademarked the same thing for the next world. It's a place of no more tears. For how long? Forever. And for what reason? For any reason. And for all time. So what was the last thing you cried about? Whatever that was, it affected you greatly, to tears. Well, heads up, there can be a solution for that. There's a person that is in place for that. There's a place that's going to be in place for that. So what is heaven going to be like? Well, step one is to be with God and dwell with him forever. But what I want to emphasize today is that your tear problem will be solved. And more specifically, the sources of your tear problem will be solved. So let's go to that place where there's no more tears. Thanks for listening.